in a chemical world, and I'm a chemical nondescript person. We are living in a chemical world, and I am a chemical girl. We are living in a chemical world, and I am a chemical girl or boy. We are living in a chemical world, and I am a chemical.
Welcome to Chemical World. I am Kenna Crampton, and I have my co-host here,
Maggie Seldine, as always, peer recovery coach at MindSprings Health, and I have found us a couple special guest interviewees for today's episode.
How exciting. All right, everybody, we have Kath Adams and Patty Grace on the line. Thank you so much for joining us here on Chemical World.
Great. Thanks for having us. Thank you.
Yeah, our pleasure. We definitely are excited to have some more community members in here talking about the important work and sharing their stories. So just to get kick it off right off the bat, Kath, I would love to hear about what you did for August 31st and Overdose Awareness Day.
Well, what I did is I'm creating awareness with purple flags in different locations throughout our valley to recognize and honor the people who have passed from substance between the years of 2017 and 2019. So in Aspen, at the Pickens County Courthouse, I have 52 purple flags, and I'll have them placed in Willits, Bank of Colorado, in Glenwood. They're at Momenta, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, and City Hall. And I'm going to plant some at Sure Thing. And it seems like a lot of community members have been contacting me throughout the valley to ask for the purple flags. I think it's important just to create an awareness and to be able to work together in this ever-growing epidemic that we're experiencing in our valley.
Absolutely. And tell me a little bit more. You said that number 52 is for 2017 to 2019?
Yes.
And that's for our Tri-County, Garfield, Eagle, and Pickin, correct?
Yes, that's for our Roaring Fork Valley, Garfield, Eagle, and Pickin County. And Eagle also goes to Vail.
Wow, and in such a short time frame. Well, yeah, we definitely appreciate your collaboration with us and all that work you're doing. Would you care to tell us a little bit about why this is so personally important to you?
My daughter had passed in April of this year from accidental fentanyl intoxication. And we sent her to, under her choice, her senior year of high school, to recovery in Arizona for her addiction. And she was probably 7 months graduated from the program prior to her passing. And since we sent Emily to recovery, I've worked in the valley trying to create this awareness, reaching out and supporting people. I also have my peer support recovery coach certification, and I walk with families and helping them understand what addiction and recovery looks like. I especially reach out to parents because I have that same experience of having a child in addiction. So I've lived the experience, and it's something that I am passionate about sharing because I don't want people to walk this journey alone. And it's something that's in my heart. And I know that it was something in Emily's heart, too. And she was going to come back, and we were going to work this together. So now she's working it with me just in a different way.
Well, and I'm so sorry for your loss, Kath, but the motivation behind your work is so inspiring to me. And Kenna and I are kind of on the opposite well, we are on the exact opposite side of the spectrum as both being children who have lost our parents. So it means a lot to us for you to be here and sharing your story and your perspective. Kath, I have one more question for you, and then we can start bugging Patty. Tell us, what is Aperture of Hope?
Aperture of Hope is a program that I designed. It's peer support, recovery coach for those in recovery, walking side by side, helping them through their recovery journey by providing them resources. And when I provide them resources, I provide them my tribe. These are people that I've worked with and people that I know and people that I trust and people that have a passion and heart for helping people in recovery. And, you know, just like with Patty, and I'll let Patty explain more of what she does. She's a healing touch therapist, and we have collaborated in a program with people in recovery, and we've been doing this, I would say, for a couple months, and where Patty will do the healing touch session first, and then I will take them out on a photo awareness journey. It's not necessarily a photo workshop. It's where you go out and you're aware of your environment. You're aware of your surroundings. Look around. We take pictures in nature. We may take pictures in the downtown area. And not grabbing your camera and just taking pictures, but finding something that will stop you and catch your eye and then looking at it and finding out what the layers that are underneath it to make the beauty of what it is. So we're always searching for beauty in everything we photograph. And that we relate to their recovery journey. There's so many layers, and there's beauty underneath, so let's find that. And also to be able to realize in life when you're taking a picture, you have your choice of what you want in that picture and what you want to crop out. And I find when those we've had the honor to walk with, both Patty and I find after the healing touch session, they are so calm, they are so relaxed, and going out and taking pictures with them is just an experience that is beyond words. And they come out feeling just, for that moment, for that time, they come out feeling positive. And these are tools that I would like to see them use whenever they feel like, you know, they're having a hard time or they want to go back to using, is just to grab the camera or do something creative or go out for a walk in nature. So that's the whole thing behind Aperture of Hope.
That's amazing. I love what you said about what you can choose what to crop out of your photo. That's such a beautiful analogy.
Thanks.
Yeah, really powerful work. Thank you.
So, Patty, tell us, I know Kath just kind of introduced you a little bit, but tell us about you. Tell us about what you do and why this is important to you.
Well, I'm a certified healing touch practitioner. I got into this work through a personal diagnosis of cancer years ago and worked mainly with cancer patients and then really started to gain an interest in addiction and recovery. And I have a lot of personal experience in that as well. My mother was a recovered alcoholic. And the biggest impactful thing in my life was losing my brother to suicide over addiction. He was a heroin addict and had a lot of other addictions, and it was a huge struggle for him for most of his life, and he ended up taking his life. And that, to me, was a huge turning point in my understanding of this disease. And since then, I've really gained a beautiful tribe of people that are in the recovery world that are very dear to me, and they've really helped to teach me and understand that this is a disease, and and it's really become literally in this valley. I've lived here 36 years, and it has literally become an epidemic, and it's very noticeable. I have had the opportunity to work with an organization with teenagers, the age of 14 to 18, and I really love the work, and it really helps them to downregulate their nervous system, particularly when they're coming out in withdrawals when they first come into the program. And I was able to really assist them in just getting them back into their body, because they spend so much trying to get out of their bodies because it's so painful. And the work just really resonated with them. And I realized then that I need to expand my practice, and I need to expand it in this realm, because there is such a huge need here. And Kath was gracious enough to include me into her Aperture of Hope program, and it's been quite an honor to work with the clients that we're working with, and doing the work that we're doing is having an enormous impact on them. And I think what I love about it most is really, it really allows them to show their inner light, and that this disease does not define who they are. It's just something that they are going through, and that they are not alone. And there are many, many ways to be supported. And I believe that what the work that Kath and I are doing works amazingly well alongside of their other treatments. It works hand in hand. And I think that is why it's so impactful. So I just want to keep expanding on this. As I mentioned before, there is such a need, and then the age groups range from very young to 70, 80 years old. There's no differentiation on any of this disease. It affects everybody on some level. And so I'm looking forward to the opportunity to continue to expand this work and continue to support those in any way I can on this journey that they are going through. And that's about it for me on that.
Well, that's amazing, Patty. And I can definitely see how just the extreme value in what you guys are doing together. I know a lot of studies have shown that that peer support piece in recovery is one of the most important things. And then bringing in that healing touch aspect, it just sounds so beneficial. And I know for me as a peer, you know, the biggest thing I hear is that my clients want somebody to talk to that isn't from the courts and isn't a counselor. They really need that peer support. So if someone was interested in getting some of these services that you guys are talking about, how do they get connected with Aperture of Hope?
They can reach me at 970-948-3621. And my website is apertureofhope.com.
Fabulous.
Thank you. And I want to just thank both of you for sharing your stories. It's so powerful, and it's so important to hear each other's stories. And like Maggie was saying, we have been kind of revisiting our stories ourselves today, and it's just so important. And I wanted to, sorry, I'm kind of tripping over my words, but I just wanted to mention that we were really have been trying to make that correlation between mental health and addiction, and both of your stories really helped with that, and with what's going on with the world and in this country, and of course with the fires and everything. Everybody's anxiety is just at an all-time high, which I think creates that need for people to use a lot higher. And it's a hard time for everybody. And so it's good to be getting this information out there. So thank you both for sharing your stories.
Well, I mean, I appreciate both your stories and your journey and what you walked through, and the both of you just coming out and turning that and helping others. I think, and you know, I feel like I, you know, I know
Patty feels this way too, is that there's so much stigma and there's so much shame associated with this disease. And I want parents or loved ones to know if this is happening in their lives, whether they're the ones in the addiction or whether it's a family member, whether it's a child, to reach out and know that they are loved and they are supported, and there's no reason for the shame or for the stigma for a disease that they have. And, you know, we will help them find the resources that they need. And if we can't help them with a certain resource, we'll go out and ask and find the resource. Because I know when I was walking through this with my daughter, Emily, it was really hard to find the support and to find out just how to do this with the intervention or looking for recovery homes. But there are a team of people in our valley that are aware, and we're out there for people who are suffering this disease.
Yes, thank you so much for that. There is definitely help out there, and there are a lot of compassionate people in the valley, and just we're all about that, reducing that shame and stigma, and letting people know that there are places you can go when you need help, and that you're not going to be judged, and that this is a disease. Is there anything else that specifically that either of you wanted to talk about today?
I think that, you know, the work that I do is not easily described. It's a type of energy work. And so sometimes people are a little uncertain, you know, on how that can be helpful for them. But really, I create a very safe space, a very non-judgmental space. I'm not a therapist in that light, so I don't go to those places. But what the work that I do, that it really helps downregulate the nervous system. It brings a sense of well-being. We can also work with a lot of your energetic body's ability to support itself, and that's really the work that I do is really assisting the energy body, which is an uncommon practice for a lot of people to understand. It's not totally in the norm at this point. I hope that changes. But I worked at Valley View Hospital for 7 years and did this work with cancer patients and patients throughout the entire hospital. So it is evidence-based, and it works amazingly well. There's a lot of it that I can't explain. But from my experience with working with those in addiction, it really gives them a level of really finding their self again and their inner light and really the beautiful human being that they are. And that sometimes is a hard place to look at when you're in this disease. There's a lot of shame and guilt involved. And my hope is that this gives them that sense of self again. And so that's kind of something that I wanted to kind of pass along, because it is not a common modality that people always recognize. So,
well, and I appreciate you acknowledging that, and also that it is evidence-based. And I feel like that's a lot of what I do and what we talk about. And I'm excited that we're a part of kind of a shift in the mentality around all of this, because the things that we're promoting, they're not common, but they are evidence-based, whereas what we've been doing as a nation for the past however long has not really been working out so well.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's definitely, when you're talking about therapy through touch, I just have to bring back to the fact that we're in this place where we can't see each other, we can't physically be around each other, and we can't touch each other like we're used to being able to hug and just able to touch each other's arms and whatever. It's like having that being taken away from people, I think, has been really hard.
Absolutely. Very, very hard. Yeah.
And touch is so important.
You can create a very sacred space. And they feel that. And that's what's really cool about this work. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And just to add on to that quickly is that, you know, how Patty and I came together was through my own cancer diagnosis 3.5 years ago. And I did see Patty, and, you know, she asked me, you know, about my cancer, but what was in the forefront of my mind was not my cancer, but it was my daughter, Emily, mm-hmm. You know, just starting her recovery journey in Arizona. And I have done many healing touch sessions with Patty, and she has really helped me through my own journey. And this is why I believe in this so much. And one thing that Patty would always say to me, and she encouraged me through this whole entire journey, was never to give up on hope. Even though it may not look like it's there, just hold on to hope because it is there. And, you know, it's really hard that, you know, I still see this hope. Even though my daughter has passed now, and you might ask yourself, well, where is that hope now? You know, Emily's gone. And, you know, that hope is still there because we're out there helping other people.
Absolutely.
And that's how powerful this is. And, well, yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to keep cutting you off. That's such a serendipitous and beautiful story, and I just feel so lucky personally and just for our entire community that we can have you both here. And it's just so powerful to hear both of your stories and how you came into this and just everything that drives you. And I feel really lucky and blessed that we have you both here with us today and in our communities in general.
Well, we feel happy about, you know, what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, especially, you know, putting together a podcast and the both of you working this together and sharing your journey. It takes everybody. And I think together we're going to make a huge change.
Oh, yeah. We're going to reduce some shame and stigma for sure.
Yeah. Thank you.
I like that, Megan. Come on, go out and get them. I'm still working on my website. My phone number is 970-379-3783. I have a private practice here in Glenwood Springs.
And that was Patty, right? That just...
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
Great. No, that's okay.
Perfect. Well, Patty Grace and Kath Adams, thank you both so much for being here with us today and for all the amazing work you guys are doing. And Aperture of Hope is still relatively new, it sounds like, but doing some really, really important, impactful work. So thank you guys for everything you're doing and for being here.
Likewise. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you guys. Thank you so much for calling in and making this work.
All right. Our pleasure. You girls have a good day.
You too.
Yeah, have a safe and smoke-free weekend.
Yeah. We'll need to get together sometime.
For
yeah,
sure.
Definitely. Take
All right.
care.
Have a good one.
You too. Talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for all of that for your contact information, Kath and Patty. And where can people get a hold of you, Maggie?
You can call me at 970-531-5060 for any questions about any of the topics we cover on Chemical World, or if you or a loved one is struggling with addiction. You can also email me at mseldine@mindspringshealth.org. And don't forget to follow Chemical World on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
We have Maggie's information on katieandk.org as well if you need to get a hold of her, but you can message us personally on Facebook and Twitter. And you can also listen to any of our extended versions of podcasts on katieandk.org as well, and or wherever you listen to podcasts. And I always want to thank Maggie for being here. It's always such a pleasure to talk to you, and sometimes it gets emotional, and I think that really is why people like to listen, but I really appreciate you being here for me and doing the show with me.
It's my ultimate pleasure. I am so grateful for you having me here and putting up with me and all my books every day.
I love it.
And our next show will be airing on October 12th at 4:30 p.m. here on KDNK.
Stay tuned and remember that you do not have to be sober
to keep your community clean.
Drugs may come and drugs may go, and that's all right, you see. Experience has made me rich, and now I can use safely. It might be beer, it might be dope, it may even be caffeine. But we all have a little something that keeps us on our feet. What's important is being safe and stopping the spread of disease. You do not have to be sober to keep your community clean. 'Cause we are living in a chemical world, and I am a chemical girl or boy. We are living in a chemical world, and I am a chemical gender nondescript. We are living in a chemical world, and I am a chemical. We are living in a chemical world, and I am a chemical girl. You know we are living in a chemical world, and I am a chemical girl.